Maryland Week with Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com. Nathan, go ahead.
Thanks, Ryan. I just want to follow up on something you said on the radio show. You mentioned Mayan having a good week of practice, and you're expecting him maybe to be a bigger role this week. Is that something that has been holding him back to this point, or why he hasn't had a larger role?
No. But just we're just talking about the running backs, and I think he's looked good this week, and so looking forward to seeing him run.
All righty, we'll go next to Austin Ward. Austin, go ahead.
Ryan, how much of a surprise was it when Josh Proctor told you that he might come back for one more year, and what kind of bonus has he been?
Yeah, we sat down and had a long conversation about the positives of going out and then the positives of coming back, the negatives of going out, the negatives of coming back. And he felt like, I won't speak for him, but I think the injury that he had, he wanted a full year of preparing for this last season to put his best foot forward and to leave something behind at Ohio State. And so this is another guy on defense who's played a lot of football now. And, you're starting to see those reps add up. And if we're going to, reach our goals this season, we're going to need Josh to be a consistent factor for our defense. He historically has flashed at times, but now you're starting to see more consistency in his game. And, we're counting on him to be that guy that's consistent throughout the season. So, he's had another, good week of practice, and I think he's looking forward to playing again on Saturday.
Ready, next up, Kellyanne Stitz, WSYX.
Hey, Coach Jay, just a quick follow-up on Mayan Williams. Was he banged up, and is that not why he played as much against Notre Dame? And is he full go this weekend?
He's full go. Yeah, he's full go. He's healthy, and he's ready to roll.
Thank you.
Yep. All righty, we'll go next to Tony Gerdeman, Buckeye Huddle.
Ryan, you guys are going to start an eight-week schedule of a Big Ten opponent every single week. Have you talked to your coaches or Mick about what these next 8 weeks are going to be for the team and how you guys have to just deal with no more breaks?
Yeah. Well, first off, we talked about how now we're getting into October and November, what that means in the Big Ten. We're going to have some rain games. We're going to have some wind games. We're going to have some snow games, just the way it goes. And, it's a significant run. But we knew that going into the season. And, that's why we've got to, bring it every single week. But we've got to continue to play depth because it is a long season. But the number one goal is to win each game as it comes. We can't look ahead. We can't look behind. And that's an easy thing to do. Like you said, look ahead at these upcoming games that are coming up. Like, we got these eight games ahead of us and what's coming next. Or look behind, like, the win we had a couple weeks ago. None of that stuff means anything. Only thing that matters is playing this week and beating Maryland, and that's where our focus is. But we know what we have, and we know the journey, and I think we have a good blueprint for that.
Roddy, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Brian, I think there was a play against Notre Dame where Caden Curry was your fullback. Just what went into that decision, and how long have you guys been maybe preparing him for a role like that? How much of that is just trying to figure out different ways to convert on short yardage situations?
He's got a lot of power. He's a really good football player. We see certain things in special teams that he can bring to the table. And, when we were putting a couple packages together, we felt like he gave us some power. He's a really good athlete. He can catch the ball well. So, he's going to see an increased role on defense. But this is something that he can handle. He's a really good football player, and we think he gives us something. The play that he was in for, it wasn't really quite identified properly, but he, I think, is going to, be a force for us, and we hope anyways. So, we've seen good things in practice that lead us to believe that he'll do a great job. He's strong, he's powerful, he's got good quickness, and again, a good football player. So, when appropriate, we'll give another opportunity.
All righty, next up, Joey Coffin, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, Marvin described his ankle last night as being kind of good enough to keep playing. For him, just what have you seen in practice this week, and just how do you feel how he's looked?
That looks good. Had a really good week of practice, and looks ready to roll.
All righty, we'll go next to Andy Backstrom. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. Last week, Colin Corbett was saying that pre-snap, a lot of it's trusting your eyes. I was just wondering, is that something that's more innate of a trait, or is that can be developed? And have you seen him doing that more through the season?
I think Kyle's very cerebral. He thinks through things a lot. He's very smart. And, you know, I had that issue a little bit as a quarterback at times. You know, you start to, you know, almost overthink things. But then when you find the rhythm of the game, like he did in that 2-minute drill, you just, like he said, trust your eyes. I think that's probably a good way to put it. You know, those are his words. And so you just got to find the rhythm of the game. And like he said, trust your eyes, trust your feet, and trust your training and let it go. And so every game you learn that more and more, but yeah, I mean, you know, when you get into a game, you can find yourself, you know, trying to find that rhythm and the speed of the game. And the faster you do that, the more efficient you're going to get into the game and the better you'll play. So, you know, game five for him and, you know, hopefully we can upgrade the next step for Kyle.
All right, next up, Robert Binwick, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Ryan, one more about Josh Proctor. You know, a lot of your guys go through adversity. I'm not sure too many have had the kind of adversity he's had. How has he handled that, and how different is he this year compared to past years?
More mature. I don't think I'm speaking out of school that, you know, when Josh first got here, there were certain areas that he needed to mature in. Josh and I have had a lot of talks together, and I love Josh. You know, what he's done, he's given a lot to Ohio State, and, you know, his best football is ahead of him the second half of this season. So, like you said, you know, when you overcome adversity, you learn a lot about yourself. I think he's done that, and he's much more mature now than he was in the past. And so now, you know, I know he's just focused on trying to play good football, and, you know, I think he's in a better place, getting his life in order and in all different areas. And, you know, he's always been somebody that comes in the building with a smile on his face and, you know, tries to light up the room. You know, you've seen how hard he plays on the field and, you know, all of those things, and the investment in him is starting to pay off. But again, I know he wants to play his best football.
Thanks, Ryan.
All righty, we'll wrap it up today with Tim May. Tim, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Michael. Staying in that same area of the field, Ryan, Lathan Ransom, and just the safeties in general, but Lathan Ransom in particular, how much more confidence do you have in that group now than you did maybe at the end of the year last year? And man, a lot of it has to do with them playing a lot. I know, I understand that, but just the way they're getting it done. I know every game is a referendum, so to speak, but
right.
Lathan in particular just seems to be playing on another level.
Yeah, we got to bring it, like you said, every game, you know, is its own game. So it doesn't mean anything whether, you know, we feel like things that we're getting done or not getting done. I mean, every game is a new game, just like you said. That being said, I think there's more confidence being built because you're starting to see more production on the field. But, you know, I can say this about every position, every group, offense, defense, special teams. There's areas we can get better at. And, you know, that's what those guys want to do. And it has everything to do with their preparation on a week-to-week basis. And
you've
heard me say this before, but it's the same thing at the safety position. You know, when those guys are prepared, their bodies, their minds, and their spirits to go play in a game, then they're giving themselves the best chance to be successful. But I think, you know, you're starting to see the potential here, and you're starting to see what maybe we can get to. And again, that breeds confidence, whether it's the safeties, you know, getting everybody on the same page, or the corners, you know, driving on balls, or the linebackers showing up in the run fit. If everybody has confidence in someone else doing their job, then they just have to focus on themselves. They don't have to do anything extraordinary. And I think that's when you build a really confident defense. So, and that's what we want to do.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, so much for your time. We'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, see you guys. Thanks.